Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Supreme Court refuses to stay Waqf law, puts on hold certain provisions of Waqf Amendment Act 2025, including 5-year Islamic practice clause. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju welcomes the interim judgment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth over 40,000 crore rupees, including an airport in Purnia and National Makhana Board in Bihar today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman calls for regulations on AI to match the pace of its growth. Person-to-merchant transaction of UPI's single-day limit raised to 10 lakh rupees in specified categories. 3 top Naxalites killed in encounter in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand. And in Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka to take on Hong Kong in Dubai and UAE to clash with Oman in Abu Dhabi. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Waqf law but put on hold certain provisions of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The clause requiring a person to be a practicing Muslim for 5 years before dedicating property as Waqf has been stayed. The top court ruled that this clause will remain suspended until state governments frame rules to determine such conditions. Pronouncing an interim order, a bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Justice B.R. Gavai, and Justice Augustine George Massey said it has considered prima facie challenge to each of the sections and found no case was made out to stay the entire statute. The provision allowing a government-designated officer to decide disputes on whether Waqf property encroaches on government land has also been stayed, with the court observing that executive officers cannot adjudicate citizens' rights as this will violate separation of powers. The court also restricted the creation of third-party rights over such disputed properties until tribunals decide the matter. The court has also addressed the provision on the inclusion of non-Muslims in Waqf bodies. The provision allowing the nomination of non-Muslim members to the Waqf boards has not been stayed. Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today welcomed the Supreme Court verdict on the Waqf Amendment Bill, describing it as a beacon of India's parliamentary democracy. Speaking to the media in Mumbai, Mr. Rijiju noted that the bill was passed in Parliament after the longest discussion in history and asserted that it will benefit the entire Muslim community, including poor Muslim brothers and women.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट को पूरा सुनवाई करके जो आज ऑर्डर पास किया है मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट में जो प्रावधान है वो संपूर्ण रूप से पूरे मुस्लिम कौम के लिए फायदा पहुंचाने वाला है और वक्फ बोर्ड के माध्यम से जो कब्जा करते थे वो भी बंद हो जाएगा और वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी से जो भी फायदा होगा वो मुस्लिम महिलाओं के लिए मुसलमानों में भी जो गरीब है उनके लिए काम आने वाला है.
Earlier, Mr. Rijiju presided over the groundbreaking ceremony of the Center of Excellence in Heritage Languages and Cultural Studies at the Kalina campus of Mumbai University. Addressing the occasion, he said this was not merely the beginning of a course, but the laying of a strong foundation for India's bright future rooted in its cultural heritage. The Prime Minister will launch development projects worth over 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar's Purnia district this afternoon. He will also address a public meeting at Shishabadi in Gulab Bagh in Purnia this afternoon. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the newly built Purnia airport and start flight service from the airport. With this, domestic flight services from Purnia will commence to other parts of the country. Mr. Modi will also launch the National Makhana Board in Bihar. A report.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. He will inaugurate the newly constructed Araria-Galgalia rail line, which will strengthen rail connectivity in Simanchal region. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate 2 Amrit Bharat trains, one from Saharsa to Chehata in Amritsar and another from Jogbani to Erode. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akash.
Talking to Akashvani, a Makhana merchant hailed the launching of the Makhana board.
मैं पूर्णिया डिस्ट्रिक्ट के हरदा बाजार से मखाना व्यापारी हूँ। मेरा नाम आदर्श कुमार है। मखाना बोर्ड का गठन होने से पूर्णिया में व्यापारी को बहुत लाभ मिलेगा। यहाँ के मखाने के प्रोडक्ट पूरा वर्ल्ड में जाएगा। मैं इसके लिए माननीय श्री प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का बहुत बहुत आभार हूँ। इस बोर्ड के गठन होने से हमारे प्रोडक्ट को बहुत लाभ मिलने वाला है, इसके लिए मैं सदा आभारी बना रहूंगा।
Guided by the mantra of seva and sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed our holy Ganga through the Namami Gange campaign.
River Ganga is the lifeline of India, sacred, eternal, and a vital artery of India's economy. The Namami Gange program, launched in June 2014 by the Narendra Modi government, is an ambitious and holistic initiative to restore the health of the River Ganga. Prime Minister Modi has emphasized that cleanliness of Ganga is a collective responsibility.
Sadiyon se kal kal behti maa Ganga ko swachh rakhna hum sab ki bahut badi zimmedari hai. Isi uddesh ke saath Namami Gange abhiyan ki shuruaat ki.
Namami Gange is a multifaceted approach integrating pollution abatement, ecological restoration, capacity building, and community engagement. It focuses on both the river's environmental integrity and the livelihoods of millions who depend on it. The program has made significant strides in pollution abatement. Sewage treatment capacity has surpassed the pre-2014 capacity by over 30 times. The improvement in the riverine ecosystem is substantiated by the increase in population of gangetic dolphin. In fact, dolphins are now recorded from previously unreported stretches of the Ganga River.
हम सभी के लिए गौरव की बात है कि भारत की इस पहल को आज दुनिया भर की सराहना मिल रही है। यूनाइटेड नेशंस ने नमामि गंगे मिशन को इकोसिस्टम को रिस्टोर करने वाली दुनिया के टॉप 10 इनिशिएटिव में शामिल किया है।
What was once seen as an impossible dream has been turned into a national movement under Narendra Modi's leadership. The sacred Ganga, long burdened by neglect, now flows with new hope as faith meets fierce action and vision becomes a reality.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that if artificial intelligence, AI, is sprinting, then the regulations should also run the race equally. The minister said this while launching Niti Aayog's report on the roadmap of AI for Vikasit Bharat and the Frontier Tech Repository in New Delhi today. Ms. Sitharaman cautioned about AI's rapid growth, saying that people should be conscious and not sit back on ethics.
We need better cities to live, and therefore I'm very insistent that AI should help us give solutions for better city urban areas which exist and for newer urban centers that we may plan. We need to have a greater understanding that AI probably is capable of giving us in situ solutions without having to remove people from where they are, but give them the solutions which has been waiting for decades.
Minister of Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav and CEO Niti Aayog BVR Subramaniam also attended the event. Mr. Vaishnav stressed the need to master future technologies and develop a talent pipeline.
अगले साल फरवरी में एआई इंपैक्ट समिट होगा। इसकी तैयारी के लिए नीति आयोग की तरफ से पूरे देश भर के सभी जिलों के साथ ग्राउंड लेवल पे जो काम हो रहा है, एग्रीकल्चर में, हेल्थ केयर में, एजुकेशन में, उसको लेके समागम किया गया और जो बेस्ट प्रैक्टिसेस हैं उनको सबके साथ शेयर किया गया।
Three top Naxalites were killed in an encounter in Karandi village in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand this morning. The slain Naxalites include Central Committee member Sahdev Soren alias Parvesh, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, Raghunath Hembrom alias Chanchal with a reward of 25 lakh rupees, and Bir Sen Ganju alias Ram Khilavan, who had a reward of 10 lakh rupees. The joint operation was conducted by Hazaribagh Police and CRPF 209 Cobra Battalion. Unified Payments Interface UPI users can now make person-to-merchant P2M transactions of up to 10 lakh rupees within 24 hours with verified merchant for specified categories effective from today. The single transaction limit has also been raised for P2M transactions to 5 lakh rupees in specified categories. National Payments Corporation of India said in a circular issued last month that per transaction limit has been raised up to 5 lakh rupees, while the daily aggregate limit has been increased to 10 lakh rupees in insurance premiums, capital markets, travel collections and government e-marketplace GEM. However, the limit for person-to-person P2P transfers remains unchanged at 1 lakh rupees per day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision on the next generation of GST reforms was materialized in the beginning of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Every day we bring to you information on different sectors which have benefited from the next gen GST reforms. Today we take a look at some items on which GST has been slashed from 12% to 5%.
The GST Council on 3rd of this month announced a series of next-gen GST reforms providing big relief to the common man through significant tax reduction in the various sectors. The Council has reduced GST from 12 to 5% on footwear which is not exceeding the sale value of 2,500 rupees. The government also brought down the tax rate on idols made above wood, stone and metals to 5%, which previously was a part of 12% slab. Similar reduction has been made for the glass statues, artwork of iron, aluminium, brass and copper. Ahead of the festive season, these next-gen GST reforms will reduce the tax burden on the common man and boost the nation's economy. With Saklin Akhtar, Shivang for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Bombay High Court Chief Justice Chandrasekhar administered the oath to Acharya Devvrat as Governor Maharashtra at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai today. Acharya Devvrat took oath in Sanskrit language. He is the 22nd governor of the state. He succeeds C.P. Radhakrishnan, who has been elected as Vice President of India. Heavy rain caused widespread waterlogging and traffic disruptions in several parts of Mumbai like Dadar, Andheri, Kurla, Bandra today. In the early hours, Andheri subway was closed after 1 to 1.5 feet of rainwater accumulated, making it unsafe for commuters. More from our correspondent.
The IMD issued a red alert to Mumbai, Thane and Ratnagiri districts. The civics body also warned to intense to very intense spells of rain and thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour in Mumbai and neighboring Thane and Raigad districts for the next 3 hours. The situation was being closely monitored and further updates would be shared. Bhavna, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including Konkan, Goa, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions will prevail over Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Uttarakhand today. In the Asia Cup cricket, the United Arab Emirates will take on Oman today in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi. The match is set to begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. In another Group A fixture, Sri Lanka will face Hong Kong at the Dubai International Stadium. The game will begin at 8 p.m. IST. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading moderately up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 139 points to 81,766 and Nifty declined 50 points to 25,063 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court refuses to stay Waqf Law, puts on hold certain provisions of Waqf Amendment Act 2025, including 5-year Islamic practice clause. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju welcomes the interim judgment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth over 40,000 crore rupees, including an airport in Purnia and National Makhana Board in Bihar today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman calls for regulations on AI to match the pace of its growth. Person-to-merchant transaction of UPI single day limit raised to 10 lakh rupees in specified categories. 3 top Naxalites killed in an encounter in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand. And with that, we end the midday news.